U.S. stocks struggled today and ended the session mixed. The reason? Lack of direction. It's the Business News Hour for Monday, the 11th day of February. Thanks for being with us, everybody. In other business news, John Turner, writing for Inc. magazine, offers up 5 tips for starting your own business. Pickup trucks seem to be the new luxury vehicle out there. Mall owners eye cannabis. With all the talk of brick and mortar going away, we've got a list of 10 companies that are building more stores this year. Congresswoman Tulsi Gabbard, a Democrat from Hawaii, was in Des Moines today. I'll have a quick report on that for you. And because it's Monday, Laura Kennard joins me to talk up business networking and education opportunities in the greater Des Moines metro. And we've got some breaking news about a new restaurant soon to open its doors. Those stories and more coming up next on the Business News Hour.
Insight on Business, the News Hour, with Michael Libby, is made possible through the support of Arion, human resources, payroll, and call center help for businesses. AURION.com. AARP of Iowa. Real possibilities. AARP, Iowa. The Business News Hour, also presented by Tero International, your elite training team at TERO.com. RE/MAX Concepts, with offices in Cedar Rapids, Nevada, Ames, and the greater Des Moines metro. RealEstateConcepts.net. The business news is next.
What is executive presence? When someone talks about an individual possessing professional or executive presence, they are talking about the perception that person creates through how he or she interacts in formal and informal settings, in all modes of communication. Tero International offers a one-day professional presence workshop where you learn how to develop and consistently communicate your professional brand. Visit Tero.com. That's TERO.com to learn more. This is Michelle from the Tero team.
Insight on Business, the News Hour, with Michael Libby, is made possible through the support of Arion, human resources and more for businesses and nonprofits. AURION.com. RE/MAX Concepts, real estate professionals with offices in the Des Moines metro, Nevada, and Cedar Rapids. RealEstateConcepts.net.
Welcome back to the Monday edition of the Business News Hour. Thanks so much for joining us. Reach out to us on Twitter. You can find us at IOB_NewsHour. Same on Instagram. It's Insight on Business. Will the U.S. and China come to some sort of agreement regarding the ongoing trade dispute? Investors hope so, but the way the markets reacted today gives us pause. The Dow was down by 53 points to 25,053. The NASDAQ gained 9 points to close at 7,307, and the S&P 500 finished the day flat at 2,709. So what is going on? Well, it would seem the market is waiting for information on the trade and geopolitical issues that still exist. With those coming so close in the next couple of months, investors are not betting long or short. We'll have all the numbers later in the newscast. John Turner recently wrote a piece about 5 tips for starting your own business in Inc. magazine. Let's cover them, shall we? Number 1, don't aim for perfection, he says. When starting a new business, you're bound to experience bumps in the road. If you expect them to happen, you will be better prepared. Mistakes don't make you a failure, but they do help you learn and become more successful when you overcome them. Number 2, create a support system. He writes that you need to surround yourself with people who understand what you're going through. If you don't have that type of support system yet, build it. Start networking with other local business owners in your area or get online and join some LinkedIn or Facebook groups for entrepreneurs. Number 3, think long, not day by day. Only about 50% of small businesses survive 5 years or longer. The statistic can typically be attributed to business owners getting caught up in the day-to-day minutiae of business. Make sure to take some time each week to think about the long-term health of your business. Think about the goals you've set and how you're going to get there. Number 4, grow your skills. Spend some time growing your expertise in marketing, writing, SEO, bookkeeping, sales, general management, all to develop a well-rounded entrepreneurial skill set. Don't know how? There are many groups, and you can start with your local chamber. They may be able to offer you some direction. And number 5, start small. While your goal may be to own a multinational corporation, start your business on the small side and then learn how to grow. That might mean bootstrapping your startup instead of trying to get a bunch of funding right out of the gate. It also might mean releasing one product or service first and getting some traction and experience instead of trying to put out an entire catalog of offerings. So there you have it. 5 pieces of advice when starting your own small business. You know, pickup trucks are quickly entering the arena of luxury vehicles. 10 years ago, you'd be hard-pressed to find a pickup that was priced anywhere near $50,000, but that no longer is the case. Ford, General Motors, and Fiat Chrysler have, in recent years, introduced trucks at price points well into the luxury vehicle territory, offering plusher interiors, more powerful engines, premium options like massage seats and touchscreens the size of small TVs. Some trucks are even priced above $75,000, making them more expensive than certain luxury cars. According to J.D. Power, last year, pickup buyers paid more than $44,000 on average for a full-size pickup. That's 61% higher than a decade earlier. By contrast, the average price paid for all vehicles industry-wide rose by 28% during that same stretch to about $32,500. But the best news for manufacturers? They tend to make more money from pickup trucks than any other vehicle. So there. Well, how do you revive mall traffic? How about selling cannabis products? The biggest mall owner in the country is about to open more than 100 shops selling products infused with CBD, that's short for cannabis. Today, Simon Property Group said it was partnering with Ohio-based cannabis firm Green Growth Brands to open 108 GGB locations this year at Simon's U.S. malls, which include Roosevelt Field Mall in New York and the Galleria in Houston. Most CBD was legalized back in December when President Donald Trump signed the Farm Bill. However, Food and Drug Administration regulations still prohibit CBD from being added to food and drinks, which could present some hurdles for restaurant owners already selling it in coffee and in cocktails. Despite the tough time for some retailers, plenty of other chains are thriving as a strong consumer economy, low unemployment, and low gas prices have been kind to healthy retailers. While some retailers retrench, a number of others are lining up to take their place. So, who's in? Here's a list of 10. Target is continuing to open new stores, favoring small footprint locations in college towns and underserved neighborhoods of major cities. Costco has opened 15 new stores in the U.S., bringing its grand total to 533, and it's announced two openings in early 2019. It will likely announce more locations soon, as its stores are some of the best performing of any big box chain, with sales per square foot of over $1,100. TJ Maxx and Marshall's. Given that TJ Maxx and Marshall's stores saw comparable sales growth of 9% in its most recent quarter, the company should have plenty of room for more store openings. Dollar General had over 15,000 stores as of its last recent earnings report, and it anticipates 900 store openings this fiscal year and 975 next year. Like its chief competitor, Dollar General, Dollar Tree, which also owns Family Dollar, they've also been expanding, adding 127 stores to its most recent quarter and opening a net 443 stores over the last year. This year, the company expects to open 550 new stores. How about Whole Foods? The Wall Street Journal reported at the end of last year, the company was aiming to open new locations in the suburbs and was looking at real estate for new stores. Details have not yet emerged, however. And then there is Lululemon. They opened 38 stores over the past year, the majority in the U.S., bringing its grand total to 426 locations. The company is a popular tenant with high-end malls as it caters to a wealthy, active female customer base, and they should continue to expand given its strong performance. Urban Outfitters last year opened 14 locations, including 3 restaurants, and closed 4 stores. Urban has experimented with new lifestyle destination locations, self-contained developments that house several of the company's brands, and host events like even concerts. Comparable sales were up 8% in its most recent quarter, and the company saw solid growth over the holidays. And finally, J.Crew. Now, it may be struggling, but its women-focused Madewell brand is thriving as comparable sales there jumped by 22% in the most recent quarter. Madewell is opening stores inside of stores like J.Crew and Nordstrom, and it's also adding stores in high-end developments. Oh, one more? This might come as a surprise, but Nordstrom has been steadily expanding its off-price brand Nordstrom Rack, adding 6 stores throughout the first quarters of 2018, and the company continues to experiment with new formats like Nordstrom Local and its Jeffrey Boutique, making the company one of the more interesting retailers to watch as the industry continues to transition. So there you have it, 10 retailers expected to add brick and mortar in 2019. Well, early this morning, the Asian Latino Coalition of Iowa held a meet and greet with Hawaii Congresswoman Tulsi Gabbard. The event, which was to have taken place last night in Des Moines, was moved to this morning, and twice it was moved before landing in a meeting room at a Hampton hotel along the Des Moines River. A group of roughly 15 people in 8 media outlets were there to greet the congresswoman who recently announced her candidacy for the 2020 presidential race. She spoke about education, veterans affairs, healthcare, trade, and had a curious answer to a question about America's rural economy. When asked about that, Gabbard spoke about the age of farmers being one of the main problems facing agriculture. She said, quote, "The majority of farmers are 50 years old, so there is concern there's not enough young people entering the profession to feed the world in the future," end quote. Well, she is correct. The average age of a U.S. farmer is on the high side of 58. But she did not mention how now 6 years of declining commodity prices, the increase in equipment and ag inputs, and the ongoing trade war that has crippled the soybean and hog sectors have decimated the rural economy. But I'm sure she'll be back, and we'll get that opportunity to ask her again. Well, as we said earlier, the Dow closed 53 points lower, giving up an earlier gain of 90 points. The S&P 500 ended the day up less than 0.1% as gains in the industrial sector were capped by losses in healthcare and communication services. The NASDAQ closed 0.1% higher. So what's going on? Why the stall? Well, there are mixed signals about a deal, any deal, with China. Axios reported yesterday, citing two administration officials, that President Donald Trump's advisors have informally discussed holding a summit with Chinese President Xi Jinping next month at Mar-a-Lago. Now, the key word in that sentence is informally. The trade negotiations come amid slowing economic data out of China. Spending growth in China's Lunar New Year fell to its lowest since 2005. Last month, the Chinese government revealed the country's economy grew at its slowest pace in 28 years. There's also a growing focus on a potential second government shutdown, given that Democrats and Republicans remain at odds over border policy. President Trump tweeted this weekend, quote, "I actually believe they, the Democrats, want a shutdown," end quote. Gold lost $7.60 to trade at $1,306.10 an ounce. Crude oil lost 4 cents to $52.37 a barrel. And the 10-year T-note gained a bit, paying 2.65%. When we come back, it's Laura Kennard from dmbizmixer.com and Drake University. She's got a list of business networking and education events here in the greater Des Moines metro. It's coming up next on the Business News Hour.